Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests discussing instances of telepathy and psychic phenomena happening in dreams, the mysterious crop circle phenomenon, and what numerology suggests may be in store for the rest of this year and beyond. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
For the next couple hours, we are going to be talking about a subject that is extremely timely and extremely scary. It's called And Into the Fire. Robert Gleason has dedicated nearly 30 years to researching the threat of nuclear terrorism and the possibility of nuclear annihilation. He has been featured in the History Channel special Prophets of Doom. He's also had an extremely long and exceptionally successful career as an acquisitions editor in New York City Publishing. And for the past 28-plus years, he's worked at Torforge Books, where he is an executive editor, and I should proudly say, my editor for several of our books here at Coast to Coast. Robert Gleason, back on Coast to Coast. Hello there, Bob.
George, it's great to be talking to you again.
I'm looking forward to this. And I got to tell you, I cannot think of a more timely time period to talk about this possibility and the dangers of a nuclear apocalypse than right now. These are scary times, Bob.
Yeah, even now, like in Pakistan, there's been a half a dozen nuclear facilities that the terrorists have gone in and blown them up. And in Pakistan, those facilities are very heavily fortified, you know, by the military. That people don't understand that our facilities are for our nuclear storage sites, the big nuclear plants, that they're secured by rent-a-cops. In some cases, elderly rent-a-cops. We don't have the military securing our bases like Pakistan. And Pakistan, as I said, had a half a dozen blown up. And if they do it there, they'll do it here.
If you blow up a nuke facility, what happens?
Oh, it's in my novel, And Into the Fire, I dramatize that in considerable length. That there's a couple of different kinds of facilities. One is one's a nuclear power plant, and the nuclear power plants have very little security. And one of the plants that I go in and I melt down is sort of like Indian Point, which is only 30 miles from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we learned from the Fukushima meltdown is it's shockingly easy to melt down a nuclear power plant, whereas in my novel, End Into the Fire, I do have some terrorists go into the control room and lift the fuel rods up out of the cooling water, and then they burst into flame. But also that in the United States, we don't know where to store the nuclear waste, the spent fuel rods. So we build big pools interspersed throughout the nuclear power plants. And we just keep the spent fuel rods, the nuclear waste, in these pools, which we have to have water constantly circulating to cool them down. So all you have to do, if you want to melt down Indian Point, is just blow up the cooling pumps, which is what happened at Fukushima. That the tsunami knocked out the cooling pumps, so all the water that was cooling the rods, it all boiled away, and then everything burst into flames and went critical. Now that happens, you're going to have a terminal radioactivity for 250,000 years.
Now we've got some people that will probably write us tonight and say, "Why are you giving the terrorists tips? They already know this."
They had a guy named Abdul Qadir Khan, AQ Khan, who is the father of the father of the Pakistani nuclear weapons program, and he taught them infinitely more than he created the program. He taught them infinitely more than I could ever teach them.
Didn't he also give the Iranians new capabilities and the North Koreans?
He sold it to everybody. George, he sold it to the North Koreans, and the North Koreans aren't even Muslim.
Where is he now? He was in jail or under house arrest or something like that.
He was under house arrest, but he's acknowledged to be a hero of Pakistan, and nothing serious happened to him. He's one of the national heroes over there.
Bob, when you talk about nuclear terrorism, what are the possibilities that you're talking about? You just talked about taking over a nuke plant, a power plant. What else?
One of the things I have in End Into the Fire, that I have some terrorists nuke the State of the Union address. What's scary about that is that you have everybody in the government. You have the entire government in the Capitol building. And I figure out how to get my terrorists figure out how to get a nuke right onto the doorstep of the Capitol building. And you'll have to see, whether they succeed in doing it. But if that happened, you'd have no more government left. And in fact, General Tommy Franks, who was the general in charge of Operation Iraqi Freedom,
mm-hmm.
back in 2003, when he retired, he gave a speech and he said his gravest fear would be that if there was a nuclear terrorist attack in the United States, it would be the end of our democratic government. That, for instance, in Germany, when they had the Reichstag fire, which was probably perpetrated by Hitler himself, that became the pretext for a military takeover of Germany. That these kinds of Vladimir Putin got dictatorial control over Russia and it's pretty clear that the KGB, now the FBS, did it. That they blew up four blocks of apartment complexes in three different cities, including Moscow. And that became the great terror that unleashed on Russia became the basis for Putin assuming dictatorial power. And democracies are very fragile. Republics are very fragile. We don't, we take the permanence of our government for granted. But that would probably be the gravest single consequence of a nuclear terrorist attack.
Bob, there was a Russian general, his last name was Lunev, who claims that there were suitcase nukes planted in the United States. Now, that was years ago. Nothing's happened yet. But do terrorists or does anybody have the capability of making a suitcase nuke?
Yeah, it would be very heavy. You'd have to have some very heavy shoulder straps. We had, of course, a backpack nuke called Davy Crockett back in the 50s. And, of course, we were capable of miniaturizing that stuff a lot more. One of the problems with those things, and we quickly realized that with Davy Crockett, the backpack nuke, that it's very hard to control something like that. They're too small. You know, that the people could be selling, your own troops could be selling them on the black market. And they realized, as soon as they built some of these things, the Pentagon realized they could not control them. And so it's that's a double-edged sword. That kind of nuke would be, you know, could be as much of a threat to you as it is as it would be to the to the enemy.
Would you even be able to detect if something like that was in the country?
Well, actually, the thing that's, and we're going to get a lot of phone calls. You know, I speak a lot on the subject. I've spoken at Harvard 5 times on the subject of nuclear terrorism, and always we're going to get phone calls on this. But bomb-grade plutonium, bomb-grade highly enriched uranium, it gives off almost entirely alpha rays. That you have to have gamma rays, other kinds of rays, for a radiation detector to really pick it up. Now, you would want to have, you know, a little shielding. They've often said if you wanted to smuggle nuclear bomb fuel, plutonium or highly enriched uranium, you'd probably want to do it on a container ship. One way to do it would be inside a container ship filled with toilets, and you could hide the bomb fuel in the toilet casing, and the porcelain would totally block any kind of radiation that came out. But you can, it's not widely understood. You can pick up bomb-grade plutonium or highly enriched uranium with your bare hands. Now, it would be hot, but the skin will block the alpha rays. If you have a cut on your hand and it gets into the bloodstream, you'll die. If you inhale it, you might die. The stuff will be poisonous, but the skin ought to block the. You could put some of it into your pocket and walk through an airport detector.
We saw what happened during 9/11. Tragically, we lost 3,000 people. We've been watching the terrorism in England over the past month and a half, 2 months, where they've had 3 little episodes, but it has taken some lives, and what it does is it disrupts people more than anything. We're talking about something much bigger than that, aren't we?
Yeah, among other things, that you get a couple of nuclear terrorist attacks. If a country has 2 of these things, and these things, they don't leave any DNA. They don't leave fingerprints. And unless somebody was stupid enough to come out and admit they did it, in all likelihood, you wouldn't know who set the nuke off. You would not know who nuked Wall Street or the UN or whatever.
So you couldn't retaliate. Who do you retaliate against?
William Cohn, who had been one of Clinton's defense secretaries, wrote a very good novel called In the Blink of an Eye, in which a nuke goes off in Savannah, Georgia. And he traces, because he was a senator for 30 years and he was in the Defense Department, he traces in great detail all the machinations and contortions that the government has to go through trying to figure out who set the nuke off. And they finally do at the end, but it's not like anything anybody thought. That would be the greatest likelihood would be if somebody took out Chicago or New York City or something, in all likelihood, you'd probably never find out who did it. Among other things, you would have to worry about an innocent nation getting framed.
Right.
Somebody creates the illusion that somebody else took them out, which could, by the way, if it was really done with really evil intent, that actually could create a global Armageddon.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.